Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. Joining us today is Dennis Ernst. He's the director of the Center for Phlebotomy Education in Indiana. He's going to talk to us today about how managers can become empowered and more effectively motivate their staff. Hi, Dennis.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, we spend a lot of time here thinking and talking and lecturing on empowerment, on how managers can become empowered to change the way things happen in their facilities, to enhance their staff, to get their staff to perform on a higher level. Managers can't do that. Empowered managers can do that. So what is an empowered manager? We think an empowered manager is one who has the ability, permission, desire, humility, and the courage to lead the willing and transform the unwilling. Okay, so let's look at those independently. The ability. You can lead the willing and transform the unwilling because you want to. After that, the rest is just focusing the skills you have to the task before you and acquiring the skills that you don't. Empowered managers say, I want to. Managers say, I want to, but permission. Those who manage you give you free range to transform your staff and the culture where you work. Those who you manage do that too. They trust you, they believe in you, and they share your vision. Every empowered manager knows the importance of securing permission to lead from those above and below them on the ladder. Desire, well, has a lot to do with the ability. You can because you want to. Humility. You realize it's not about you, but it's about those you serve. Those who have entrusted their well-being to you, your staff, and the patients they serve. Your staff trusts you to make their livelihood meaningful, secure, and rich with opportunity. The patients they serve trust you have properly prepared your staff for that interaction. And the courage. You turn away applicants who won't fit, even though they look good on paper. That's the empowered manager. You terminate or reassign those who sabotage your efforts, even though they're technically proficient. That's the empowered manager. And you dare to have a vision that's way over everyone's head and a plan to take them there. That's the empowered manager. Managers manage people. Empowered managers manage potential. Big difference. Empowered managers don't manage people without potential, because they don't hire them. And if they're in the house, they develop potential in them. Or they move them to positions where they have potential. Managers hold their position, and empowered managers transform their position. Again, another big difference. See, empowered managers take the position they've been granted, and they make it better. They enhance it. They take it to new heights. Managers just hold their positions, and they do what they're told, and everything stays the same. The status remains the status quo. Managers spend their days putting out fires set by a dysfunctional staff. Empowered managers move their department forward because they aren't constantly distracted by fires. They've got time to manage the big projects. They've got time to do things, to take their department to new heights, because they're not spending their time putting out fires and handling customer service problems and lost samples and interdepartmental disputes. Empowered managers can move the department forward because they've got the time to do it. Managers hire to fill positions. Empowered managers hire to enhance their staff. And if an applicant comes in that they feel is not going to either motivate or be motivated by their staff, they don't get hired. It's not about filling positions. It's about raising the overall caliber of the staff, one employee at a time, one new hire at a time. Empowered managers know that a rising tide raises all boats. Managers are bosses, and empowered managers are servants. Do you celebrate Bosses Day? Do you let your staff celebrate Bosses Day? See, I never liked the concept of being called a boss. Bosses boss people around. Empowered managers don't do that. Empowered managers are servants to their staff. They know that they've been entrusted with the person's livelihood, the environment with which they get to work their magic. Their staff entrusts them with 8 or 12 hours of their day. That's a valuable gift, and empowered managers know that. Empowered managers then are humble servants to their staff. Now, they're not going to let themselves be taken advantage of or be walked on because they do have authority. But first and foremost, they give the staff what they need to thrive and flourish in the workplace. And they don't let others who have no desire to flourish in the workplace remain there and poison the well. And by removing negative elements, negative attitudes, they are serving the rest of the staff. So there's a whole lot more to being an empowered manager than what I was able to do in this brief period of time that we've got. But suffice it to say that empowered managers can get things done in ways and to degrees in which mere managers cannot. Empowered managers feel more fulfilled, more significant to the patient and to their employer, and more important to the entire process of delivering care to the sick and injured. It brings great satisfaction to be an empowered manager. So if you want more information or you want daily inspiration on being more empowered in your role as a manager, feel free to access our blog called The Empowered Healthcare Manager. You can link to it directly from our website at phlebotomy.com. Everyone has the ability and the opportunity to evolve from a manager to an empowered manager. All you need is to have the ability, the permission, the desire, the humility, and the courage to lead the willing and transform the unwilling. Good luck, and thanks, Kelly, for letting me talk about this important topic.